December 22nd. Our reading in the Old Testament today will be from the book of Zechariah, chapter 2, verse 1. We'll go through chapter 3, verse 10. In chapter 2, we'll read about the promise. The act of measuring was an indication that God owned the city and had plans for it. In his chapter-by-chapter Bible commentary, Warren Wiersbe writes that no matter how discouraged the people of the Jewish remnant were, they could be sure that their work was not in vain. There was a glorious future for Jerusalem. We'll read about the proclamation. Many Jews still in Babylon should have returned to their land. Babylon was destined to fall, but Jerusalem would have a new beginning. Why stay in a condemned city? But some believers today still choose to stay in the world. We'll read about protection. The Lord speaks and promises to care for his people. The pupil of the eye is vulnerable and feels pain keenly. God cares for us because we are dear to him. And we'll read about praise. Their sighing would be turned into singing, for the Lord was coming to them and would dwell with them. He will claim his inheritance, and they will know him and serve him. The covenant with Abraham will be fulfilled as the Gentile nations come to the Lord because of the glory of the God in Israel. And in chapter 3, when we come to God to be forgiven, what does he do for us? This is what we'll learn in chapter 3. He rebukes the enemy. Satan is the accuser, but Christ is the advocate. We are chosen by God and belong to him, and the enemy cannot condemn us. The Spirit convicts in love to woo us back to God. Satan accuses us in hatred to make us despair of God's help. Be sure to distinguish these two voices. We'll read that he removes the iniquity. The dirty garments symbolized the sinfulness of the nation. For the high priest was to keep himself clean before the Lord. God removes our sin and clothes us anew because Jesus died for our sins and lives to intercede for us. And we'll read that he restores the ministry. God did not set Joshua aside, for the purpose of restoration is ministry. God told him to go back and minister to the people and tell them about the coming Messiah, the branch. See, just as Joshua was cleansed and restored, so Israel will be cleansed and restored when Messiah comes to reign. And with that, let's now begin our reading today in the Old Testament. December 22nd, Zechariah chapter 2, verse 1, through chapter 3, verse 10. When I, Zechariah, looked around me again, I saw a man with a measuring line in his hand. "Where are you going?" I asked. He replied, "I'm going to measure Jerusalem, see how wide and how long it is." Then the angel who was with me went to meet a second angel who was coming toward him. The other angel said, "Hurry and say to that young man, Jerusalem will someday be so full of people that it won't have room enough for everyone. Many will live outside the city walls with all their livestock, and yet they will be safe. For I myself will be a wall of fire around Jerusalem, says the Lord, and I will be the glory inside the city." The Lord says, "Come away, flee from the north, for I have scattered you to the four winds. Come away, escape to Jerusalem, you who are exiled in Babylon." After a period of glory, the Lord Almighty sent me against the nations who oppressed you. For he said, "Anyone who harms you harms my most precious possession. I will raise my fist to crush them, and their own slaves will plunder them. Then you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me." The Lord says, "Shout and rejoice, O Jerusalem, for I am coming to live among you. Many nations will join themselves to the Lord on that day, and they too will be my people. I will live among you, and you will know that the Lord Almighty sent me to you. The land of Judah will be the Lord's inheritance in the Holy Land, and he will once again choose Jerusalem to be his own city. Be silent before the Lord, all humanity, for he is springing into action from his holy dwelling. Then the angel showed me Jeshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord. Satan was there at the angel's right hand, accusing Jeshua of many things. And the Lord said to Satan, I, the Lord, reject your accusations, Satan. Yes, the Lord, who has chosen Jerusalem, rebukes you. This man is like a burning stick that has been snatched from a fire. Jeshua's clothing was filthy as he stood there before the angel. So the angel said to the others standing there, Take off his filthy clothes. And turning to Jeshua, he said, See, I have taken away your sins. And now I am giving you these fine new clothes. Then I said, Please, could he also have a clean turban on his head? So they put a clean priestly turban on his head and dressed him in new clothes while the angel of the Lord stood by. Then the angel of the Lord spoke very solemnly to Jeshua and said, This is what the Lord Almighty says. If you follow my ways and obey my requirements, then you will be given authority over my temple and its courtyards. I will let you walk in and out of my presence along with these others standing here. Listen to me, O Jeshua, the high priest, and all you other priests. You are symbols of the good things to come. Soon, I am going to bring my servant, the branch. Now look at the jewel I have set before Jeshua. A single stone with seven facets. I will engrave an inscription on it, says the Lord Almighty, and I will remove the sins of this land in a single day. And on that day, says the Lord Almighty, each of you will invite your neighbor into your home to share your peace and prosperity. December 22nd. Our reading in the New Testament today will be from the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 18. We'll begin there. 12:18. We'll go through chapter 13, verse 18. We'll read about worship. The beast from the sea is Satan's final and greatest masterpiece, Antichrist, who towers above all the tyrants and dictators of world history. This man accepts the offer that Satan gave to Jesus. The world worships him as a god, but heaven sees him as a beast. The counterfeit Christ is now on the scene. We'll read about warfare. The beast fights God by speaking blasphemous words and by persecuting the saints. It may seem strange that God should permit his people to be defeated, yet this is part of his plan. In every age, God's people have had to battle some satanic beast. And we'll read about wealth. The beast's prime minister leads the world to worship the beast by controlling all the wealth. It was a matter of life or death. When you combine political power with economic power and all religion, well, you have a formula for controlling the whole world. But the lost world worships money and power, so the task will not be too difficult. And with that, let's begin our reading today in the New Testament. December 22nd, Revelation chapter 12, verse 18, through chapter 13, verse 18. Then he, the dragon, stood waiting on the shore of the sea. And now in my vision, I saw a beast rising up out of the sea. It had seven heads and ten horns, with ten crowns on its horns. And written on each head were names that blasphemed God. This beast looked like a leopard, but it had bear's feet and a lion's mouth. And the dragon gave him his own power and throne and great authority. I saw that one of the heads of the beast seemed wounded beyond recovery, but the fatal wound was healed. All the world marveled at this miracle and followed the beast in awe. They worshipped the dragon for giving the beast such power, and they worshipped the beast. "Is there anyone as great as the beast?" they exclaimed. "Who is able to fight against him?" Then the beast was allowed to speak great blasphemies against God, and he was given authority to do what he wanted for 42 months. And he spoke terrible words of blasphemy against God, slandering his name and all who live in heaven, who are his temple. And the beast was allowed to wage war against God's holy people and to overcome them. And he was given authority to rule over every tribe and people and language and nation. And all the people who belong to this world worshipped the beast. They're the ones whose names were not written in the book of life, which belongs to the Lamb who was killed before the world was made. Anyone who is willing to hear should listen and understand. The people who are destined for prison will be arrested and taken away. Those who are destined for death will be killed. But do not be dismayed, for here is your opportunity to have endurance and faith. Then I saw another beast come up out of the earth. He had two horns, like those of a lamb, and he spoke with the voice of a dragon. He exercised all the authority of the first beast, and he required all the earth and those who belong to this world to worship the first beast, whose death wound had been healed. He did astounding miracles, such as making fire flash down to earth from heaven, while everyone was watching. And with all the miracles he was allowed to perform on behalf of the first beast, he deceived all the people who belong to this world. He ordered the people of the world to make a great statue of the first beast, who was fatally wounded and then came back to life. He was permitted to give life to this statue so that it could speak. Then the statue commanded that anyone refusing to worship it must die. He required everyone, great and small, rich and poor, slave and free, to be given a mark on the right hand or on the forehead, and no one could buy or sell anything without that mark, which was either the name of the beast or the number representing his name. Wisdom is needed to understand this. Let the one who has understanding solve the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. Psalm 141, verses 1 through 10. My voice, my hands. We'll see that David was away from God's house, but he knew he could worship the Lord even without a priest or an altar. His prayer would be like the incense on the golden altar, and the lifting of his hands in praise like the burnt offering on the brazen altar. My mouth, my lips will read about these. When evil is near you and evil people tempt you, it's easy to say the wrong thing. It is the heart that needs protection. And we'll read about my head. David says, faithful are the wounds of a friend. But it says in Proverbs, they may hurt, but like oil, they heal. Watch out for the kisses and the delicacies of the enemy. And we'll read about where he says, my eyes, keep your eyes of faith on the Lord, and he will direct and protect your steps. David gave himself to the Lord as the evening sacrifice, every part of his being. This is, my friend, the highest kind of worship and the greatest privilege. Psalm 141, verses 1 through 10, a psalm of David. O Lord, I am calling to you, please hurry. Listen when I cry to you for help. Accept my prayer as incense offered to you, and my upraised hands as an evening offering. Take control of what I say, O Lord, and keep my lips sealed. Don't let me lust for evil things. Don't let me participate in acts of wickedness. Don't let me share in the delicacies of those who do evil. Let the godly strike me. It will be a kindness. If they reprove me, it is soothing medicine. Don't let me refuse it. But I am in constant prayer against the wicked and their deeds. When their leaders are thrown down from a cliff, they will listen to my words and find them pleasing. Even as a farmer breaks up the soil and brings up rocks, so the bones of the wicked will be scattered without a decent burial. I look to you for help, O Sovereign Lord. You are my refuge. Don't let them kill me. Keep me out of the traps they have set for me, out of the snares of those who do evil. Let the wicked fall into their own snares, but let me escape. Proverbs chapter 30, verses 18 through 20. There are three things that amaze me. No, four things I do not understand. How an eagle glides through the sky. How a snake slithers on a rock. How a ship navigates the ocean. How a man loves a woman. Equally amazing is how an adulterous woman can satisfy her sexual appetite, shrug her shoulders, and then say, "What's wrong with that?"